NPR's Kelly McEvers is in Syria on a government-sponsored tour. That's just about the only way foreign journalists can get into that country. Kelly is the only American on this tour. It was organized for reporters from countries that support the Syrian regime, Russia, Iran. Today, they visited Hama, which has been a center of protest. As Kelly reports, the tour was intended to demonstrate that life in Hama is getting back to normal, but that is not what the reporters witnessed.
So this is Hama. We just got off the bus. We're standing in front of the municipal building. It's a gorgeous old building in the old Ottoman Islamic style. This is the place where, over the past 5 months, you have seen thousands and thousands of people standing in the streets in protest. At one point, the city was a kind of free zone of anti-government sentiment. That is no more. On the way in, we saw truckloads of soldiers and armed men. There are several checkpoints around the city where soldiers are perched behind sandbags with guns at, you know, crucial points in the city, in the squares and at banks. Our minders tell us Hama has now been cleaned and life is getting back to normal. They herd us into the municipal building for a press conference with Hama's governor, Anis Al-Na'in. He says protests in Hama were peaceful in the beginning, but they recently turned violent. First, he says protesters built barricades to keep security forces out. Then he says activists began attacking security forces. This, he says, is why so much force was used in Hama, in what anti-government groups are calling the Ramadan Massacre. This month alone, activists say 100 peaceful protesters were killed in Hama, but it's difficult to verify their stories. Outside, just across the street from the municipal building, we see a group of guys that's assembled, most likely for our benefit. Pretty soon they start shouting the telltale slogan of the Arab uprisings. The people want the fall of the regime. Plainclothes security men surround them. A young guy walks up wearing sunglasses and cupping his hands over his mouth.
I can't show my face because of the security. A lot of security around here. And we have a lot of arrested people in the prisons. Dozens of them.
Just then, the crowd surges and runs into the street. Huh? What happened?
Yeah. They arrested him because he say what's the truth in Hama.
So they just arrested somebody?
Any people speak with any journalist?
Please help us.
Any people speak with any foreign man, the security man, take it.
Now they're saying that anyone who talked to us just got arrested, got thrown into a car. And now our handlers are rounding us up and taking us back. At one point, one of the handlers says, if you don't get in the bus now, we will leave you here, alone. Another minder can hardly control herself as she screams at a French camera crew. Back in the bus, they're back in control of the story. They show us buildings they say were bombed and burned by terrorists, not by peaceful protesters, and a bridge where they say terrorists threw bodies of soldiers into the river. This, too, is difficult to verify. It's tempting to say there are two narratives at work here, and that each side is manipulating the media to tell its version of the story. The reality, most people on this tour today agreed, is that it's even more complicated than that. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Damascus.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.